Yesterday was Technori, and in case you missed it, well, if you did miss it, you should be ashamed. But I thought it would be fun to bring back last month's Technori group, Tally, and its co-founders Sean Torres and Kevin Bulger, because I didn't see enough of them last month. I'm Scott Catoon, and this is Technori Live. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks. Thank you for having us.
Of course. So this is your second go-round with me, actually. Well, I guess third if you count Technori. You guys were a guest on the show when I did Tomorrow's Business Today previously, before we kind of merged everything together. I wanted to bring you guys back, one, just to sort of get kind of a catch-up. We're going to start going back to some of the companies we talked to a year ago and sort of see where they're at now. And as mentioned, when we were doing our prep, the producer had actually used your tool. A lot of people at Technori mentioned that they really liked it. Afterward, we heard a lot of feedback from people who were in the audience who said it was a really cool idea. It actually led to us start looking into more companies, like I mentioned in the previous show. We had Talk founder on it, and just sort of this budding technology push towards tools to make more efficiencies within the restaurant and service industry as a whole, which is something that, honestly, I think if it were me, they sort of have the writing on the wall, right, that they're gonna be expected to pay salaries, and they can't get away with some of the abilities and not paying people. And that means they have to get more efficient. And if they're going to do that, they need apps and tools like you guys. So like I said before people who didn't go to Technori, which is just, I don't really have words for it. Why don't you guys go into what is Tally so we can jump from there?
Sean, you want to take
so,
that?
So Tally is a free mobile application that allows you to order and close your bar tab from your phone. So our customers can go into any number one of our locations, simply add their location, open the bar tab, and then start drinking their drinks as they normally would. When they want to leave, they can just close their bar tab from their phone or leave the vicinity, and our geofencing actually closes their bar tab. And then they get an email receipt on their phone.
And actually, real quickly, I might add one feature we just added, and it'll be coming out in the next week or so, assuming that Apple approves the binary code. It'll allow you to actually adjust your default tip, so you can adjust the tip to where you want it to be.
Oh, nice!
Nice value add to the end user.
Absolutely,
to the bartender. Actually, if you're a nice tip.
Yeah, if you're not me, right. if you're a good server and I want to give you a good tip, that's great. If you're me and you're just kind of a jerk and you don't tip very well, then
Scott, you don't tip well.
I'm one of those guys on the side that says I think the restaurant should pay people better. That's my
I think it depends on the situation.
Well, I mean, if it's extraordinary, if it's like actually good, then I definitely will tip.
Yeah,
tip. And I don't mean like I'm a bad tipper. I don't go under 20%. It's not ridiculous. But it's just, I don't like in a cab. I can't stand the fact that it's like $1, $5, $10, other. Like, who the hell gives a $10 tip to a cabbie who took the long way anyway?
Exactly.
That's right.
I'm not doing it. I'll tell you that.
I'm with you there.
And I'm looking at this, like, you're supposed to be the face of this place, right? You're the handsome guy.
Exactly.
He's the looks and he's the brains, but then he's saying binary code on the show. Dude, your phone's
sort of the brains too, apparently. No.
Well, if you said binary, I've never used that word before. Your phone's gonna start blowing up, my friend.
It is already.
Whoa! Oh my goodness. So one of the things, though, Sean, you brought this up, that's interesting is, personally, like, I leave my card all the time. Like, that's kind of like my thing. Like, every place I go, I'm not going to say I drink too much or whatever, but I just leave the card in general. And the idea that when I have a geofence that closes my tab out and I'm sort of safe, obviously there's no card there as well, but it's a geo tab that closes it out. So that once I leave, we're done. I think that's a huge money saver. It's a huge safety protection. I think there's that's a big sell to me to use this app.
That's right. I mean, we partner with Braintree, which is a subsidiary of PayPal. And so that's securely just storing all your information right then and there. It's all done through our back end. We're not really pushing you to use your credit card ever again. So everything's at your phone, at your fingertips. Never have to reach in your wallet ever again. So,
and just a quick use case for you. We were at Godfrey this past weekend because we have a launch party there. We're partnering with Chicago Scene. So that'll be on August 4th at the Godfrey. So we were there, using the app, and my car ran out of gas. Like, literally, I just cruised into the spot. It died on me. I pulled a Marty McFly, somehow got it working again, and then was able to park it. So afterwards, I was like, all right, I got to go get gas now. So I walked to the BP. I completely forgot I had my tab open. And by the time I got to the BP station, I pull out my phone to check it, and there it is. Your tab's been closed under Tally. Had the receipt emailed to me. It was a beautiful thing. And obviously, I'm biased because it's our app, but it really was cool. Like, when you go to another location that doesn't have it after using Tally, you feel kind of archaic and feels like an antiquated system. So,
well, I mean, I can't, I'm I mentioned before, I can't wait to actually start using Tally. What are some of the places that we can use it now? Like, what are the main?
So, I mean, two places that we just launched recently, which I would say are our marquee places, would be Hubbard Inn and the Godfrey. So those are our key
locations. So it's
going
to get a lot of use, though, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Hubbard Inn, I'm very, very familiar with.
Expect to see you using it there, Scott.
I will, absolutely.
But yeah, so there, and then we actually have about another 10 locations that we've closed, and we're in the process, various stages of the process of getting them onboarded and live. So the actual integration process, just to be clear, only takes about an hour or less, but it's just a matter of lining up, you know, someone to be there to log into the computer and getting the bank account information, et cetera.
Well, let's kind of get into that a little bit. I mean, I think that's one of the hidden parts that people might not know is with regard to the, not just integration, but just overall Tally, like behind, if I were to lift the hood on it, how are you guys operating? What is the way that if I'm a restaurant, how do I use Tally right off the bat and know that I'm going to get a return?
Absolutely. So as far as the actual integration process, the beautiful thing is we're not really utilizing any resources from the staff or the management. All we need is them to fill out a simple secure form that we have that gives us some proprietary information that they have, you know, their banking information, because obviously we need to know where to deposit the funds. And then other than that, once that form's filled, we go in and integrate. It takes a half an hour to an hour. We set it up. We ensure the reporting's to their liking and up to their standards. And then we're ready to go live there. At that point, we usually try and have like a launch party in conjunction with another strategic partner of ours, or we'll just plan it on our own.
So just to try to get the users. So you guys are twofold, right? So on your end, your responsibility is you've got to be able to get all of these companies, restaurants onboarded. And then you also have a huge job in that you've got to get the user base up.
Exactly. And that's right. It's a free/new marketing, as we call it, because we're promoting not only their bar, but every other bar that we're associated with. And then we're bringing those customers over to the new location as well. So just always tapping into that same user base that we have with Tally.
Well, it certainly helps, right? I mean, the fact that you're trying to get users to download a random app, like, hey, I want you to read these stories. It might be good, might not be good.
Right.
This is a party to get you to download my app, but the restaurant can give you free food and alcohol to get going.
That's right.
That's like the perfect way to get
and,
them to...
And that's another thing, another benefit immediately from the merchants. When we throw those parties or if we give promo codes out, we find that our user base tends to spend 2 to 3 times the actual promo amount. So that's value to the merchant for sure. Other things we're working on is we're building a merchant dashboard, which will provide like very detailed and thorough analytics for those that want to see it in terms of managers, which really it'll only benefit the management and the merchant, but it'll also benefit the end user in terms of
a better service, better everything, more efficient. And I think, you know, right now, I mean, like I talked to Nick Aconis from Talk, and he was telling me basically that this new version of restaurant management where the guys who are coming from, you know, private equity and things like that are taking over restaurants. And so they're taking on an approach where it's much more analytical and data driven. Exactly. And so you're going to start to see a lot of these restaurant managers who maybe previously never give a second thought to this stuff other than how many empty tables do we have or whatever.
Right.
Now you're looking at like what is the, you know, the amount of time between turnover, what is the amount of time on a person's tab, how long is it open, what do they drink, at what point is it more money, can more restaurant, you know, when should we close them out, so to speak.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, that's just because the technology that's there right now, just the POS system, that's not really reporting a lot of, you know, in-depth analytics that they actually need. A lot of these guys are just throwing out promotions and just seeing what sticks to the wall, right? Hey, let's do $10 bucket nights. Let's do $2 taco nights. Yeah. Let's see if this works.
So far, that sounds good, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It sounds great. Yeah. It sounds great. But, you know, you really don't know if your customers are repeat customers then.
Yeah.
Did they only come once? Are they going to come again and again and again, right? Yeah. You need to build that user base or that customer base.
So do you guys, are you integrating in with a POS that doesn't have some of that technology and you can sort of augment that? Or ideally, do you guys see yourselves becoming a POS?
Well, the thing is, no, I'd say that we'll probably be staying out of that space for a long time if not forever, just because it's a very crowded space.
Sure.
You know, the mobile, it's very difficult to be able to do what the Micros or Aloha does in terms of customization and, you know, the quality product that they deliver. It'd be very difficult for us to do that, tackle that, and actually launch an app. So I would say we're probably staying out of that space for probably.
For a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we'll stay away from that in perpetuity.
Exactly. So as far as like the actual POS data goes, so we're going to have actual data, and we do have actual data on the end user. Obviously, we're not using it to exploit anything. It's just a matter. It's actually using it to enhance that user's experience. So, you know, we will know that I order Glenlovet. You know, maybe eventually down the road we can throw an ad in front of me that'll say, you know, why don't you try McAllen's? You know, yeah. It's an opportunity.
Why don't you try McAllen's?
Hey, Kevin.
Because I like Glenlivet.
You strike me as a Glenlivet guy. I got to tell you.
Get my smoking jacket out.
Yeah, you do. You totally drink? Strike Jesus. Me as a Glenlivet guy. If I had to guess, I honestly would
No worries, Scott. I'll take a Miller Lite.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I do before the Technori event, I did a tall PBR. Yeah,
keep that between
right.
us.
And we get promotions through here, right? Through WGN?
We
Miller
can.
Lite.
Yeah.
All right. How many more times do I have to say it?
Yeah, just keep saying it, man. Yep. It's better and better and better. So what do you think is the next step for you guys to really blow it up? I mean, obviously, you guys are opening up some marquee places. Hubbardton's a big one.
Right.
Is it just point-to-point contacts and relationships you're getting, or is it, like, what is the driving force? Is it users going, I use Tally here and I want it more, and they're telling the restaurants and the restaurants are getting in touch with you? I mean, obviously, you guys are reaching out to everyone as well. But what do you see as the fastest way for you guys to be the dine-out or the, you know, bar tab app in Chicago?
I mean, it's definitely contacting those major restaurant groups. It's definitely growing the customer base at the same time. So we're doing our B2B model while also marketing our B2C, right? Making sure we're growing and actively growing that customer base at all times, making sure more people know about our app and know about Tally, while at the same time pushing those different bar groups to say and recognize that, hey, this is a brand new technology. It's going to revolutionize their area, right?
Yeah.
The bar and entertainment space. And this is what we need to start pushing out there. I mean,
yeah, definitely. Yeah. And to Sean's point, the B2B and B2C model, they have to happen, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
It's hard to do one and not the other. I'd say that, you know, over the next few months, you know, into the end of the year, our major pushes, our initiatives haven't changed. You know, we want to increase our merchant footprint. We want to grow our user base simultaneously. And I think they go hand in hand with each other. I think, you know, as far as our next move, we're looking to take on our next round of capital, hoping it'll be a more sizable amount than our previous investments, just because that, you know, we have a product, we have, you know, it's working, you know, our customers, our user base really enjoys using it. The biggest complaint we see on a regular basis is, I wish you had it here, I wish you had it there, you know, so, you know, us tackling it on a local level, you know, taking it neighborhood by neighborhood within the city and eventually expanding out, I think is the right approach. You know, our next big thing is get the next round of capital on, and then we already have a working model. It's about scaling it, essentially.
Well, I think a great tool, raise some capital, and such a handsome fellow as you running around all the time trying to, you know. We're going to end on this note because it's going to be so good, I think. The idea of you trying to get girls' numbers and things like that out. But I'm not trying to get your number for any sort of negative, you know, it's not what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I just need you to get the Tally app on your phone. That's
exactly.
all it is, man.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
all it is.
Have you been talking to Kevin, like, on the side? Because that's what he does.
I know. I watched.
Oh, my
I
God.
Saw him. He went to Rosebud afterward. The dude was just swimming. He was running around. He's just playing. He's just, you know, what can I do to get you in this app today?
Yeah.
That's
oh
the line
God.
That I heard.
Car salesman.
Yep.
He sold a Tally
app.
Sold...
Yep.
Where do people go to download the Tally app?
The App Store is a good start.
You're on
point.
iOS and Android, correct?
We're working on Android. We're in the right. process of building
okay.
that out.
Well, anyone who doesn't have an
yep.
iOS.
So, Tally Drinks. Search Tally Drinks on the App Store. The App Store optimization is a little difficult early on. So.
Yeah, isn't
or
it?
Go to tallydrinks.com to just find out more information, how it works and everything like that.
Cool. Thank
or
you
if
guys
you're a potential
very
merchant, sign up right then and there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's another one. We'll, you know, hopefully people listen and buy, because I think it's cool. It's a great app. It's a great tool. So thank you guys very much for coming in.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Scott.
You can stream this episode and more on WGNBusiness.com or download each episode on iTunes and stay up to date by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.